taxi, taxi, taxi.
The time, right now. The characters, you name them, we got them. The scene, New York City. We present Taxi, a week-by-week account of the trials and tribulations of a New York taxi driver.
Hi there. Chuck's the name, Chuck Edwards. You know, the guy who said Tooth Company treats a crowd was my girlfriend Myrtle's favorite writer, that's for sure. She's always moaning that whenever the two of us is together, my buddy Red is there also. Mind you, she has a point. Ah, but what can you do? I mean, Red don't realize when he is in the way. Yeah, like the other night. Me and Myrtle has the night off, which in itself is unusual, I can tell you. So I mentions to Red that we are going to the movies. Now, when the time comes for me to go and pick up Myrtle, there is Red, all shined up and dressed in his blue serge. Ah, yeah, so where you going?
To the movies. You said we was going to the movies.
I said me and Michael was going to the movies.
You mean you was going without me?
Yeah, that's right. We was going without you.
I see.
Well, I mean, after all, Red, that ain't unreasonable, is it?
No, no. Of course not. I understand.
Now, Red, don't be like that.
Like what? There's nothing wrong with me. You and Myrtle, go ahead, have a good time. I'll just, stay home.
Oh, now look, Red, after all, Myrtle is my broad. I mean, there is times when a guy wants to be alone with his broad.
In a movie theater with 600 other people, you and Myrtle are gonna be alone?
Ah, well, you know what I mean.
No, I don't know what you mean. If you want to be alone and smooch a bit, well, stay in the apartment. I'll go out. But don't tell me he's going to the movies to be alone.
Nah, it's just that sometimes we want to be on our own.
Have you perhaps bought the seats behind you and in front of you and on both sides of you?
Nah, of course not, stupid.
You think I'm going to be an embarrassment if you hold a hand, huh?
Ah, look, get off my back, will you? I invited Myrtle to go to the movies. And she won't like it if you show up as well.
So now Myrtle doesn't like me.
Of course she likes you. She thinks you're a great guy.
It's pretty obvious to me she don't like me. Otherwise, why should she not want me to go to the movies?
Now, look, Red, will you do me a favor? Knock it off. Me and Myrtle is going to the movies, and we is going on our own. I should have known better than that. I picks up Myrtle at her apartment, and we go to the local bug house. Well, I will say this for my broad. A little thing like going to the movies sure puts her in a good mood. We gets in the queue, and we is moving forward to the ticket office.
Oh, gee, Chuck, ain't this nice? Just you and me going to the movies like this.
Yeah, honey.
I sure appreciate having a night out like this.
Oh, it's nothing. After all, you is my dame, ain't you?
Sometimes I wonders.
Yeah. Hey, what do you mean?
What do you realize? This is the first time in 6 months we've been out.
Oh, no, Myrtle, it can't be that long.
It is. That's why it's so nice.
Yeah. Hey, give us two in the back row, will you?
$2.
$2? Yeah, that's daylight robbery. $2. Okay, here you are.
You know, I don't even know what's showing. What is showing, Chuck?
Ah, it's a reissue, but I missed it the first time round. Dr. Jivago.
Hey, give me one in the back row, please. Next to those two you just sold.
I should have known better than to think Red would be put off that easy. Myrtle and me, we get sat down, and I gives her hand a nice little squeeze as the lights go down. I just take a glance at the guy who was sitting next to me, and I does a double take. You!
Hi, Chuck.
What are you doing here?
Seeing the film. There ain't no law against that, is there? Hi, Myrtle.
No. Hello, Red. Fancy seeing you.
Yeah. Small world, ain't it?
Small world, nothing. What you doing here?
Seeing the movie, I told you. What do you think I was doing?
I think you was here just because me and Myrtle is here.
Oh, please, Chuck, now you're being childish. How did I know what movie you was going to see?
Because I always comes here, that's why.
Hey, listen, do you mind? I wants to listen to the picture.
Yeah, me too, lady. Tell them two to shut up, I'll give them both a punch and a snoop.
Yeah? You and whose army?
Hey, hold it, Red, hold it. We don't want no fights here.
Okay, Chuck, I don't want no fight. I just want to see the movie.
Well, comes the interval. We moves out into the foyer. The three of us. I buys three ice creams. We goes back inside and we sees the film. The three of us. After the show, we goes for a cup of coffee. Yeah, the three of us. And believe you me, Miss Weston, it is all I can do to shake Red so that I can take Myrtle home on my own. I'm gonna have to do something about that Red character, and that's no maybe.
Oh, he's lonely is all. He needs a guy or friend.
Nah, he tried that a couple of times. Didn't work out.
You know, there's a new girl started at the office. What about fixing a double date? Four of us.
Ah, honey, I don't know. You know, Red ain't such great shakes when it comes to entertaining the unfair sex.
Now listen, Casanova. He couldn't do worse than you.
Jeez.
I'll fix it with Lulu. I think she's pretty lonely, too.
Yeah, right there, Red. You still awake?
Yeah. Gee, I can't forget that movie. Hey, that was some dame, huh? That Julie Christmas.
Julie Christie.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I wish I spoke Russian. Then I could understand that song. You speak Russian, Chuck?
Nah.
You don't know who Sam Wemelov is?
Sam Wemelov? No. Anyways, what's he got to do with the song?
Well, that's what the song said.
Huh?
Somewhere, my love, we will find songs to sing.
Oh,
remember?
No. Give me strength. Hey, listen. Michael has an idea that maybe you'd like to make up a foursome.
Huh?
You know, a double date. Hey, seems that there's a nice new doll started work at the office, and Michael thinks she could fix up a date with her for you. You know, you and me and Michael and this broad. Hey, what do you say?
You and me? Would Myrtle like that? I mean, she's supposed to be your broad.
There are times. Not you and me. Me and Myrtle and you and this doll. Now, what do you say?
But I don't know this doll.
That's right. But you'll get to know it if the four of us goes and has a night out someplace, huh?
Yeah, I suppose so. Yeah. Okay. I don't mind.
A couple of nights later, Michael has the whole thing arranged, and I has the job of getting Red ready for the occasion. We decides to go and see the circus. Now, I am always a sucker for a circus. I don't know about you. Oh, boy, I love them. And Red, of course, is the same. Well, we meets the broads at a respectable little bar off 51st Street as per arrangement. And I want to tell you that Lulu is the right name for this dame. She is a Lulu. So we get sat down when all the intro's over, and I sneaks a whisper in Myrtle's ear. Hey, gee, Myrtle, she's quite a looker.
Yeah? Well, keep your eyes off. You is with me, remember?
Oh, honey, do you think I could look at another dame with you around?
Yeah.
Forget it. Anyways, I hope Red is making out all right.
Yeah, the only thing is she's very shy.
I'm Red.
I'm Lulu.
I'm Red. It was real nice weather today, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it'll probably be nice weather tomorrow.
Yeah.
If it don't rain.
If it don't rain.
I hope you don't mind me saying so, but you're pretty.
I don't mind. Pretty what?
Pretty. You know, good looking.
Oh.
Ain't nobody ever told you that before?
No.
Oh.
I spoke to you on the radio phone yesterday. I told you where to go to.
Yeah, lots of people do that, yeah.
I tried imagining what you was like from your voice.
Yeah?
Yeah. You ain't a bit like I imagined you.
Well, this is me. You like circuses?
Oh, I never been to one.
You never been to a circus?
No.
Gee, you mean you never seen the clowns and the aminals and the trapeze artists?
No, never.
Gee, hey, Chuck.
Yeah?
Lulu here ain't never been to a circus.
Hey, boys, that's so. Well then, Lulu, baby, you was going to enjoy this evening, that's for sure. Now then, how about another little snort before we goes, huh? How about you, Myrtle?
Oh, gee, Chuck, honey, I don't know.
Oh, go on, honey. Hey, I'll tell you what. I'll order us a cocktail. How about that?
Oh, Chuck.
Not for me. I ain't hungry. I'll have a drink.
A cocktail is a drink.
It is?
Yeah.
Sounds like cold chicken to me. Chicken tail, you know.
We got a new cocktail, Apollo 8.
Apollo 8?
Yeah, that's right, Apollo 8. One of them and you feels fit to fly around the moon and back.
Well, we has an Apollo 8 yet. And I must agree with that barman guy. It is powerful stuff. Myrtle is hanging onto my arm like she's afraid she's gonna go into orbit if she lets go. And Red is talking 19 to the dozen. And this little broad Lulu is looking up into his eyes like he was the astronaut himself. And boy, is Red really going to town?
Then, when I was 10, my home ran away from me.
You mean you ran away from home?
No, my home ran away from me. We was living in a caravan at the time. That was the time I met my first girlfriend.
Have you had lots of girlfriends?
No, she was the only one, really. Oh, she had beautiful hair growing right down her back. I never did see a girl with such a hairy back before. Hey, you come from a big family, Lulu?
No, they were all about my size.
Hey, Myrtle, I want to tell you, this doll ain't shy. It's just that she don't know what's going on.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't say she is as dumb as Red, but she runs him a close second.
Well, they should make a good pair.
Yeah, if they understands what they is talking about.
I suppose she was the only girlfriend. But when I was in school, I fell in love with my school teacher. My father was very worried.
But all boys fall in love with their school teachers.
Yeah, but there was such a big difference in ages. She was 19, you see, and I was 26.
How long have you been a cab driver?
Oh, quite a few years now, yeah. Me and Chuck shares an apartment. Hey, Chuck's a great guy, ain't he?
Oh, and Myrtle's such a sweet girl, too.
Yeah.
When are they gonna get married?
Yeah. Well, sure, here we are, folks. Now, if you guys wanna hop out, I'll park the heap and see you at the entrance. Well, we gets inside, and we has got ringside seats. Yeah, like I figured that my New Year's resolution is gonna be to show Myrtle a better time than I did in the old year. Well, the show was really great. And this Lulu doll is lapping it up like mother's milk. Then comes the act with the big cats. You know, the lions. And that is when Red puts his big foot in things. But proper. It starts off when the ringmaster starts making an announcement.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we come to our big surprise giveaway for the evening. As you can see, Carlo, the lion tamer, is performing not only with lions, but also with tigers and leopards. And tonight, some lucky lady is going to be the proud owner of a genuine leopard skin coat.
Gee, I always wanted a leopard skin coat.
This coat is valued at $5,000, and it's going to the lucky ticket holder. The holder of ticket number, wait for it, here it is, 5013. That's the number, folks, 5013. Now examine your tickets. Who has got that lucky ticket number, 5013?
It's our number, Chuck.
Nah, honey, no luck. Hey, wait a minute, though. What number did he say?
5013.
Hey, gee, how about that? Look at that. I got 5014 and 5015. Say, how's that for close? Hey, wait a minute. What number you got, Red?
Number?
The number. The ticket number. What number ticket has you got?
21169.
No, you big luck. That's the date. Here, come on, let me have a look.
Okay, here you are, Chuck.
Hey, Red, how about that?
Here it is. You got the lucky ticket number, Red. 5013.
Yeah? But what am I going to do with the leopard skin coat?
Yeah, how about that, guys and dolls? You know, Red has got more muzzle than a double-barreled shotgun. Do you get it? Muzzle? Ah, never mind. Anyway, the ringmaster guy calls Red down into the center of the ring.
Now, sir, what is your name?
Red.
No, back off a little. Just whisper, sir, that's right.
Red, yeah, my name is Red.
Are you here with your wife?
No, I ain't married.
Oh, a girlfriend, maybe.
No, I'm here with Lulu.
Yeah, and I bet Lulu could use a Lulu of a leopard skin coat, couldn't she?
Yeah, she told me she could, yeah. But see, the trouble is, it's my ticket number, not hers.
Yeah, well, we don't mind if you give the coat to your lady friend.
You don't? Gee, that's nice of you.
Don't mention it, Red, my friend. Don't mention it.
Where's the coat?
Here is the coat, and the young lady's bringing it for you to see. There now, Red, and ladies and gentlemen, isn't that a superb leopard skin coat?
Yeah, it sure is, Scout. Catch cold without it?
Are you kidding?
No. Anyway, give me the coat and let me get back to my seat. It's big out here.
Well, now, hold on. There is a little formality to go through first.
How's that again?
Well, you see, we've been offering this coat as a gift every night for the last 3 weeks, and so far no one has dared to qualify.
Qualify?
That's right. Did you read your program, sir?
No, I'd like to surprise myself with what's coming next.
Oh, well, in that case, you certainly do have a big surprise coming right now. Burning Brothers Circus will be happy to give you this magnificent fur coat valued at $5,000 if you're prepared to go inside the cage during Carlo's act.
What cage?
The lion cage with all the wild animals.
On my own?
No. Carlo will be in there with you. He'll be doing his act.
Whose side is he on?
He'll be on your side, of course.
I gotta go inside that cage with all them wild animals?
Well, you don't have to, but then you don't get the leopard skin coat, and maybe tomorrow night someone will be brave enough.
Can I have a little time, to think it over?
Well, there is just 3 minutes before Carlo starts his act. By all means, think it over in that time if you wish.
I wish.
Well, guys and dolls, Red comes stumbling back to his seat with a sort of dazed look on his kisser.
Gee, Chuck, what am I going to do?
You want my advice? Forget it.
Yeah, but that coat, it's worth $5,000.
Which, I admit, is worth more than your head. So if you think that's a fair swap, you go ahead.
You don't know for sure that them tigers and things is going to bite my head off. Maybe they don't like eating people.
Maybe. But then maybe one of them will take a bite and spit it out before he finds out he don't like people.
You know, Chuck, from here they don't look so big. Down there, fee!
Ah, well, forget it. When the guy shouts up just now, you tell him you thought it over, but you prefer your own skin to a leopard skin.
It's a beautiful coat. All my life I wanted a leopard skin coat like that. Sure is beautiful, isn't it, Chuck?
Yeah, sure, if you like that sort of thing.
Well, I do. Chuck, would you go down into the ring for me if it was your ticket?
Well, it ain't my ticket, it's Red's.
Yeah, I know, but would you?
Well, yeah, of course I would.
You would?
You would?
You would?
Certainly I would, yeah, if it was my ticket. But it ain't.
Oh, gee, Chuck, you is wonderful.
What's a few lions and things?
It sure is a beautiful coat.
You really like it, Lulu?
Oh, yes. But I wouldn't ask you to risk your life for a coat.
Lulu, the age of shivering is not dead. I'll do it. Mr. Ringmaster, I'll do it. I'll go in the cage with the lions.
How about that, huh? Who but an addle-brained egg like my buddy Red would do a thing like that, I ask you. He told me after that it was me saying that I would do it that really decided him. Oh, boy, I felt bad about that. Yeah, but what can a guy do when he's broad? Ask him if he'd go in the lion's cage for her. I mean, when there's no chance that he'll have to. A rat should have known that I was only saying that for Michael's beneficiary. Anyway, there is no talking the big lug out of it. Down into the ring he goes. Gets a big hand from the crowd, too. To me, it sort of sounded like a farewell overture. Oh, but Red, he laps it up. Now that the big lug has made up his mind, he's enjoying the whole business.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, our brave friend Red will go into the cage with Carlo.
Oh, goodness. Ain't he brave? He's just about the bravest man I know.
Brave nothing. He's just stupid. Hey, what's he saying to that Carlo guy, I wonder?
Hey, I want a whip. How am I going to protect myself if I ain't got a whip?
You don't need a whip. I got a whip. All you got to do is stay in the corner and keep out of trouble is all. I was against the whole thing in the first place.
It ain't really dangerous, is it?
Well, that depends on what kind of a mood they're in. Come on, let's go.
Okay.
And there they are in the cage, Red and Carlo and 12 snarling savage jungle cats.
Gee, they're big, ain't they?
Just you keep over there out of the way.
Don't worry, I won't move.
And now Carlo is putting the big cats through their paces.
Hey, Michael, look at that, will you? He's got them cats jumping through hoops.
How long does he have to stay in there?
Oh, Red, till the act finishes, I suppose. Well, everything is going fine. Red stands there watching. And I must say, he don't look as nervous as I would have looked down there. And this Carlo gets these cats doing their stuff. Now, the grand finale is when he gets six of them to make a sort of pyramid. Yeah, that's right. Unbelievable, ain't it? But that's just what he does. He gets the five of them in position. And then he just can't seem to get this last big one to jump up on the others' backs.
Come on. Come on, Roger. Up. Up.
Yeah, up. Up.
You keep out of this. Who's taming this tiger? You or me? Come on. Up.
Jack, what's happened?
Hey, he slipped. That's what's happened. Oh. Carlo slipped. And look, that tiger is coming for him.
Oh, look. Look at Red.
What's the big ape doing?
He's grabbed the web. Oh.
All right, Roger. I got the whip now. Now get back there. Gee, Roger, you should see your dentist. Hey, you all right, Carlo?
Oh, I twisted my ankle, I think. Keep going, you're doing great. Don't turn your back on him. The other guys will be coming in to help you. You're doing great.
I am?
Yeah, and remember, his growl is worse than his bite.
Yeah, you may be right, but does he know that? Go on, back, Roger.
His name is Roger, not Roger.
Who cares at a time like this? I'm just making conversation. What happened to your buddies?
Oh, here they come.
Great work, Red. Great work. Okay, boys, grab Carlo. Grab him out. Get him out of here. Chase the cats through the tunnel. That's it. You're doing great there. Keep it up. You were great, Red. You saved Carlo's life, that's for sure.
Saved his life? What do you mean?
Oh, those babies would have finished him off before we could have got to him, that's for sure. Oh, if only... thank goodness you were there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You mean all them growls and roars and things was for real?
Well, of course they was for real. What do you think?
I always thought these things was faked. I thought it was part of the act.
Forget it. Carlo was in real danger there, and you saved his life. Man, you're a hero.
I am?
Gee, he fainted.
Well, guys and dolls, Red didn't say very much for the next few minutes on account of he was out cold. When he comes round, we's in the sort of change room tent. Lulu and Michael and me has gone down to see what's happening to the fearless lion tamer.
What happened?
Nothing unusual. You fainted.
Oh, Red. Red, you was marvelous.
We're so proud of you, Red.
Oh, it ain't nothing.
Well, come on. Let's grab the coat and blow.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the coat. Yeah, I forgot that. There's only one thing worries me, though.
Yeah? What's that?
I just wonder if it's gonna fit me, that's all.
Yeah, guys and dolls, can you beat that? The big lug is thinking of wearing the coat himself. Well, we soon explains to him that maybe it wouldn't be quite suitable. And, of course, Red, always the little gentleman, hands the coat over to Lulu. You know, I must say, for a dame on her first date with some guy, she came out all right. Anyway, we rounds off the evening with a bite of supper. And me and Myrtle is pretty convinced that Red and Lulu looks like starting a little romance. But we was wrong. Comes a couple of days later, and I am getting shined up to meet Myrtle. You see, my New Year's resolution is working overtime all right. Anyway, as I am brushing my outfits, I see Red standing there. Where'd you think you're going?
Ain't you and me and Myrtle?
No, we ain't. What's with you? We goes to all that trouble to find you abroad. Now, what happened to Lulu?
Oh, I don't see her these days.
Oh, Red, for Pete's sake, I thought you liked her.
Yeah, she's okay. But since she got that leopard skin coat, she don't go around with cabbies anymore.
Yeah, how about that, huh? Women. Yeah, the more I see of other dames, the more I realize how lucky I am to have a broad like Myrtle. Though I must say that this New Year's resolution bit is getting me down a little. You know, I think I'll make another resolution, that the first resolution only counts in January. Ah, well, so long, guys and dolls. If I don't see you through the week, I'll see you through the window.
Taxi was written and produced by Joe Stewartson, directed for Sonovision Studios by David Gooden.